This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. You know, as you start your day, you kind of set your mind for the day. Don't you often find that kind of your attitude or your mood at the beginning of the day kind of sets the tone for your whole day? Well, that's why it's so important every day to start your day with God. Because when God sets your mind for the day, and when your emotional mood for the day is set by the truth from God's Word, the Bible, it just enhances everything about your life. Put God at the center of your life, and you will never be sorry that you did so. We're talking all this week about eternal life and what it means. We saw on Monday that Jesus says to the Pharisee named Nicodemus, "Nicodemus, you need to be born again. You've already been born physically, but you need to be born spiritually. You need this new way of life that comes from a right relationship with God. It changes you in your very being when you do that." We started asking the question, how do you get eternal life? And we saw, first of all, you don't get it by being good enough for it. Because the Bible says no one's good enough. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. It doesn't matter what person you think of or how good they seem to you. They fall short of the glory of God. They've offended God personally, and they've broken His moral laws, and no good that they do can ever undo that reality. So where does that leave us? Well, some people think you get eternal life. You get this new way of life with God pouring Himself into your life and changing your life dramatically, that you get that by being extra religious, by knowing the Bible really well, or by doing all the religious things. But you know, this man Jesus was talking to in this passage we've been looking at in John chapter 3 in the Bible, this man Nicodemus, he was super religious. He was a Pharisee. He was a religious leader. He had the whole Bible memorized. He was respected by everybody in the community as a religious man and someone to try to imitate. And yet he comes to Jesus at night and he knows something is still missing. And Jesus says, you need this eternal life. You need to be born again. And Nicodemus says to him, well, how can these things be? Verse 10, Jesus answered him, are you the teacher of Israel, and yet you do not understand these things? And so here's Nicodemus already teaches the Bible, knows the Bible, but he's still missing something so significant. In another passage in the New Testament, Jesus says to the religious leaders, you love the scriptures and you search the scriptures because you think that in them is eternal life. This is our topic this week, eternal life. And Jesus says, you search the scriptures because you think that in them is eternal life. But he goes on to say, but those scriptures only point to me. In me, he says, that's where eternal life is. And I don't know what you have been doing to try and fill the void in your life. Some people do it through drugs or trying to have success in their business or trying to buy things that they want or financial success. The more you've done, the more you live, the more you know with 100% certainty, those things are not satisfying me. They don't fill up the void in my life. They don't give my life meaning and purpose. There's something more. That something more that you need is eternal life. And people become desperate to fill that void in their lives. They try more and more extreme things sometimes to try and fill it. But Jesus says, it doesn't matter where you search, even by being religious, you won't find those things. You're only going to find what you're searching for in me. Have you ever investigated Jesus? Not just intellectually, but to find out if he himself is really what you're searching for. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.